Hello, I am Dr. Isix. You may find me at various places of that sort. I co-host a podcast called Watchers of Tomorrow with my friend Gepwin. I go by he, him, and I play Parnell Westcott, the paladin. She is a she, her, and she goes around trying to make friends with people. It's good times.
Hello, I am Gepwin. You can find me as Gepwin pretty much anywhere. I do some gaming YouTube stuff and co-host a podcast with Dr. Isix where we do Star Trek and other sci-fi related media things. I play Gimstan, who is technically a cleric, though there may be some multi-classing in my near future. I'm unsure, but he doesn't really do healing or religion or anything that a cleric does.
I am Jen. You can find me as just Jen on Twitter. I also play every Monday night on TTRPG Academy in Faerun Reborn. I play Finry Lavasso. I am a Celestial Blessed Healer, which is a cleric. She may not be very bright, but she really loves to love.
And I am Cress. My pronouns are he, him, and I am our Dungeon Master or World Runner, depending on the campaign. Welcome to Choices. Last time, the party awoke in Wanborough the day after helping to cleanse a town of minor corruption. While disturbed by noises of late arrivals in the night, the party rested great. And it was to the start of a good morning that Finry did training with her companion Amethyst the Chamrush, before a good meal, and then Rosa entered with good news. A caravan driver heading in their general direction has agreed to take them onward. The driver, a human man named Cranston, is rude but efficient, and ere long the party reached his favorite campsite aptly named Cranston's Point. But not before Parnell glimpsed something strange and Gimstan did some foraging. At the campsite, many meetings happened, including Finry reuniting with a comrade of hers, Bomul, revealing the fact that she was a member of the New Dawn Rebellion, and he was injured, bringing the warning the Sediva Contis, Mordred's army of thugs and mercenaries, was nearby, and it was not safe for Amethyst to be there, or the rest of the party for that matter. The night passed, and the party, with Bomul and Tull, set out, and Finry glimpsed a flash of gold above the trees, and Cranston mentioned rumors of a gold dragon being sighted in recent days. And then trouble, as the brigands they injured Bomul stood along the road. There was a fight, and the party did great. And Bomul, seeing their skill, asked them to go to the aid of Sir Beau Lenoir, the founder of the New Dawn Rebellion. Finry pledged the party's aid, and they arrived to a fight Sir Beau had well in hand, and the lady urged him to pursue a fleeing man. Gimstan, with the gift of flight, got within range very easily, and he was captured, but the target wasn't truly the target Sir Beau wanted to capture, as a magical ring the party obtained disguised him. After some tense interactions between the party, notably with Finry, they agree to help Sir Beau siege the Bastion of Tides, an encampment at the Sediva Contis, which will have lax security in an effort to quiet Lear the Liar, Mordred's messenger. The party found the tower and attacked, but had barely stepped inside when nearly half the party fell under illusory magic, resulting in Parnell and Rosa rushing ahead in an effort to break the spell by stopping Lear, while Sir Beau held the line against the other spellbound three. A long fight happened, and Parnell and Rosa beheld Lure, who sicked his guards on them and fled. At the end of it, while Amethyst remains partially caught in the spell, the other two are truly free, and the Liar also still roams free. And that is where we start today, as the Bastion yet remains to be conquered. Top of the round, we start with Rosa, because we are still in initiative, baby.
Yep.
Yes, we are.
Rosa jumps over the dead bodies, and she's going to rush up the stairs.
Good, Rosa.
And it is... Oh, it's that person. Oh, it's that turn. Okay. One sec. Hold on. I need to do... Click.
Rosa, no!
That hits. Okay, Parnell, you hear an ack coming from above you as you hear... And you heard the twang of an arrow.
That's not good. Rosa exploded. What?
Okay. That's that turn. Now it's that person's turn. And you... okay. Finry, you're up.
Okay, Finry is going to...
I will remind you, Amethyst, while she's not seeing enemies, she is still enchanted.
Yes, I do realize that. She's just going to have to roll on her turn, I believe, right? Was how we have to do that? Because I am not hitting her.
Yes.
I'm not hitting her, so I'm going to go up those stairs and let me see if I can move myself over to the other screen or not.
I can move you.
Okay, I'll let you move me. Or I think I just lost myself in the middle of the gray. I'll let you do that.
Okay.
To attack that person that is standing.
There is none. They're dead.
Oh, they're dead now. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Even better then.
Unless you're going to attack me.
Nope. Let's not go there again. So is there anybody up here to attack?
No.
They're both dead. Okay, cool. So that's a good thing. I'm going to hold my action then, because I know there's somebody around here charming us and doing weird stuff. I'm going to go ahead and hold a Toll the Dead, I believe will be just, I'm going to hold that. As soon as I see somebody that's aggressive, I want to Toll the Dead.
Okay. It is now Amethyst's turn, and let's see if she can actually break free.
Yeah, please. Good girl.
Okay, there we go. She shakes her head muddily, and she takes off after you, Fenry.
Awesome.
It is getting very crunchy in these staircases. Okay, that's Amethyst's turn. Gamestan, you're up.
Okay, I guess I will follow everyone upstairs. How much movement does it take to get up one flight?
I'm going to say it would take 30 foot, maybe.
Okay, then I will get up here, see Parnell and everybody. Oh, where is Rosa?
Parnell will point upwards.
I guess seeing that you've readied a thing, I'll do the same. I'll ready Toll Dead in case someone starts coming down the stairs, and we'll both blast them.
Parnell, you're up.
Me?
Yes.
Okay. So Parnell will be all eager and rush forward up the stairway.
One sec while I have to reveal the next part.
Reveal me.
Boop. You enter a room with a long table and a ladder, and you see someone holding a bow, long bow, and shooting at Rosa as you enter this room.
Parnell will go ahead and take the dash action, get right up in their face here.
Okay.
I can do that, right? Yes. And I'm also shouting things like, you know, you're not allowed to harm Rosa. She's too precious.
Yes, we need her.
And is that your turn?
Yes.
Okay, top of the round. It's Rosa's turn. Rosa. Okay, yeah, she's just in range. She's going to use Thorn Whip, and that is an 8 to hit, which does not hit, and that's her turn. And it's the scout's turn, who now has a warrior in his face. So, short sword, first hit. 22 to hit, Parnell.
That will be a hit.
6 piercing damage.
Ouch.
Second hit.
Oh no.
Dirty 20.
I'll hit.
7 piercing damage.
Oh, jeez. I'm now officially bloodied.
Okay, it is now Serbo Lenoir's turn, who I accidentally skipped last turn. So she is coming running up the steps, and I'm going to say, because I skipped her turn last, I'm going to say she's going to just keep flying up the stairs after you, and she arrives next to Rosa, and that's going to be her turn. Finry, you're up.
Okay, she is going to go ahead and run up those stairs. I'll let you move her up there, and that probably took all my movement, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so for my action, I'll go ahead and target, let's see, is that a bad guy in front of me, or is that Rosa, right?
That's Rosa and Serbo Lenoir. The bad guy is over here.
Yes.
Okay, so just the one bad guy. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do a Toll of the Dead, even though my last one was gone. So I'll go ahead and have that.
Wisdom?
Yep, Wisdom 14.
15.
Dang it. Okay, and so then I'm going to do a healing word, I think. Is he within 30 feet, or she, I should say, sorry.
Who?
With 30 feet of me. Parnell?
Parnell, yes.
Yes.
Parnell, sorry. I'm like, it starts with a P also.
That's fine. 27 feet away.
Yep, perfect. Then I'm going to go ahead and healing word you. Going to be healing word 7 points. Give you something anyway.
Excellent.
And okay. That's the end of my turn.
Amethyst is gonna follow you upstairs, and wow, it is really, really crunchy up there. That's her turn. Gim Sam, you're up.
Okay. Up to the pile on the stairs.
You run into the others.
Yeah. And hey, I'll see the enemy and cast Toll Dead, because why not? Wisdom 13, saving.
30-20.
Okay, well, that doesn't work then. And I don't have any other spells I can use, so... Do I want to do that? No, I'll wait for that. Okay, that's it. That's mine.
Top of the round, Parnell. I mean, no, top, not top of the round. Last of the round, I should say. Parnell.
So, it's Morningstar time. Swing!
30-20. That hits.
For 12 damage. Nice.
Okay, this man is looking rough.
Excellent.
Yes, that's what we like to hear.
Okay, now it's top of the round, and it is Rosa's turn. And she's going to try Thorn Whip again. 16. That hits. 1 piercing damage. Ow, really?
Okay, every little bit helps.
I suppose. Okay, after Rosa, it is the Scat's turn. And he's going to take a swing at Parnell.
Good.
Fight like a man whose life is in danger, because it is. And that's a natural 1, and his sword goes flying onto the table behind you.
Excellent. <Yes.
laughs> And he can't use his longbow at range. So that's going to be his turn. And it's now Serbo Lenoir's turn, who's going to take a few steps forward to get things less crunchy. And let's see, that was 1. That was 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. There we go. Okay, and she has a longsword. And that's a natural 20. This man is dead.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Oh.
Well, but you know, right. Let's see what she gets anyway. So let's see. That's an 8 automatically. Plus 8, so 16. So yes, this man is dead. She cuts him down. So she cuts him down and she's like, where is Lear? And that's going to be Sir Beau's turn. Finry, you're up.
Okay, so we are out of bad guys officially.
You don't see anyone left, but you don't know. But from what you said, and I imagine Parnell looking around, so.
This
is the ladder right here going up, by the way.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and use my movement and get over to Parnell.
Go ahead.
We're all stacked up on each other, so I'm having issues. There we go. I got it. And so I'm going to come over to beside Parnell. I don't know how far. I just end up moving because I can't tell. Fat fingers. And I'm going to go ahead and do a Cure Wounds.
Groovy.
Yeah, because that's something important. And let's see. 16.
Wow, I'm actually just got right up to max health then.
Perfect.
Okay. Amethyst is going to just pat after you, and that's her turn. Ginthan.
Yep, I'm going to be over. I'll move my full 30 and get up next to the ladder. There we go.
Now, I would point out that there is a, appears to be a door over here as well, so.
Thought there is.
Well, we may as well keep moving up and see.
All right, Ginthan, is that your turn?
Yep.
Parnell, you're up.
All right, well, Parnell will say, someone check the door, and then move up the ladder.
Parnell. You arrive at the very top of the building. The very top of the tower. Ta-da! One sec, let me adjust the mirror message. Our lovely watchers can see this. Okay, there we go. And as you get up to the top of the building, I'm going to want you to roll perception.
All right. Perception, I can find these on the list. I rolled a 4 total. I don't see crap.
Wish. The wind goes whistling by. Okay. Top of the round is going to be Rosa's turn. Rosa, who has taken some damage, is going to go over to... Oh, wait. 5, 10, 15, 20... Oops, 25, 30. Okay, yeah, no. All right, so that's as far as she can go, and it is now Sir Beau's turn, and she's going to climb up after you, Parnell. And now she's going to make a perception check.
Here's them. Yeah, it's better than me.
She is frowning as her cloak and hair flutter behind her in the wind. That's their Beau's turn. Fenry, you're up.
Okay, I want to move over towards the door because I want to make sure nothing happens to Rosa.
Okay.
It's going to be the best bet on that. Let's see if I can zoom in enough so I can move over there. Can I move that far? I don't know how far I can. Get.
Each square is 5 feet, so, and I believe you have 30 feet, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Yeah, so I can get a little ways, yeah.
Yeah, 30.
So I'm gonna, move in to follow her lead, and,
Okay, Amethyst is just gonna flutter over the table and join you. Ginthan!
Awesome.
I don't know, I guess I'll yell up. Is anything up there?
Parnell will say, I don't see anything.
Then I will check the door. I can almost make it to the door, but not quite. Even if I vault the table. Oh, well.
You can fly.
I know, but maybe I'm just using my wings to help me vault the table because we're inside.
True.
Yeah, true.
Parkour time.
Parnell, it's your turn now, I guess, then. And roll me another perception check.
Slightly better. 8.
Nope, nothing.
So, a question then: the black lines on this the side of the space here, are those like walls, barriers of some sort?
Try fences.
Pardon?
Fences.
Fences. All right. So, something I could potentially see through, and so, you know, if I'm in this position, I can effectively see everything here. Or at least I think I can.
It's more like so that way you have something easier to fire through. Like if you were holding a bow and firing out, you'd have a bit of an easier time aiming through that than trying to peer over a wall and get blasted, if you know what I mean.
All right. So Parnell will point you know, over to the other side, but will sneak over here very loudly, aka not actually sneaking at all, to make sure there's nobody hiding behind here.
Okay, and top of the round, it is now Rosa's turn. She is going to go over to the door and gingerly open it.
Give me a second to confirm.
Fireball to the face, what?
You've been playing too much Baldur's Gate.
True.
She looks in, and then she looks at all of you, and she says, I think this is Lear's bedroom, but I don't see him. And that's going to be Rosa's turn, and now it's going to be Sir Beau's turn. She is going to wander over here, and she is going to do another perception check. She's going to look at you, and she says, there's nobody up here.
How strange.
Finry, you're up.
So, doesn't see anybody in that room. Did she do a perception on that?
She just looked, and she didn't see anybody.
Okay, I will move over there and do a perception check through the door. If that's possible. Oops, I didn't.
Sure. One sec, let me unfog this for you. Okay, and now I can describe what you see. Lear's room has a certain artisan decadence to it. A wooden frame bed is tucked into one corner with a lavish loot case resting at its foot. Opposite the bed is a writer's desk pushed up against the wall. Atop the desk are a bunch of papers. Two metal pipes lead from over Lear's desk, leading down, which is, you're pretty sure, what he directed his magic through to just catch you all with spells under earlier.
Yeah. So he apparently has the loot because it is an empty case, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll convey that to the rest of the people downstairs. yeah, it looks like he took his loot out, and so he must be around here somewhere. I just can't see him. And I don't know. I guess I'll just, I've moved pretty much on my movement. So I'm just going to, yeah, I'll end my turn and probably head towards the ladder to try and go up next turn.
Okay, and this is just going to hold position. Kim's turn.
Okay. Well, I kind of know what to do, but since I went over, I'm going to dash so that I can get up the ladder.
Okay.
That's both my things. I'm going to say, we need to get on one side and we need to cordon off this side and walk slowly, swinging our weapons towards the other. This man can do illusions, and he has disappeared to somewhere.
Gibson, as you reach the top of the tower, roll me perception.
That's a good point.
Perception 10.
Okay, that's it then. Parnell, you're up.
All right, so, taking Gimstan's advice, we'll move over, I guess I'll get clog up this path at the very least.
Okay, roll me perception again.
15.
Okay.
Better.
Slowly working it up.
All right, it is now Rosa's turn. Rosa, who's going to cautiously step into the room, and what else does she have that can help? Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay, that's Rosa's turn. It is now Sir Beau's turn. 14, nope. Okay, Sir Beau's just looking around. Finry, you're up.
Well, Rosa, I don't want to leave her alone, actually, so I'm going to follow her into the room and, kind of just use up, like, half my movement to get inside, and kind of look around, I guess. Should I roll perception on that?
No, not for this.
No, not in there. Okay. I just don't want her to be alone, so I'm going to stay with her.
Amethyst will follow you into the room. Gimstan.
All right. Why did I not take detect magic?
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, slowly move forward into kind of the middle of the room and swing my quarterstaff back and forth to try to sweep as wide an area as possible.
Okay. Roll me perception check. Sorry.
13.
Okay. You're just swinging your stuff around wildly. Parnell, you're up.
All right. Parnell will take Gimstan's lead and start swinging around as well as progressing forward to here.
Perception check.
That's a 7.
You are swinging wildly like a child playing up being a knight.
Illusions. Foul illusions.
It is now Rose's turn. Rose is going to investigate the desk, and she is terrible at investigation, so... Oh, no, wait. No, she isn't. Oops. Sorry. 10. Nope. She just looks at the papers and she says... These appear to be tax records. what the Sevita contests have been up to. And it is now Sir Bo's turn. She is going to eat forward slowly, hand outstretched, and perception check. Another 17. And as she is like slowly walking forward, she stops. She looks out over the tower, her eyes narrowing into the distance, her ill-fitted cloak and hair fluttering behind her in the breeze. And then she screams, "Coward!" And at that, Parnell and Gimstan, you two will look. And what should you see but a man with a red feathered hat, dressed in red, carrying a lute, riding away on his horse into the distance. Lear the Liar has escaped. You don't know how, but he got off the tower.
Villain!
And he ran away. We are now out of initiative.
Coward.
Parnell will look annoyed and will sort of storm into the middle of the the tower here near Gimstan and say, that foul villain was trying to manipulate everyone. Just leaves me cross.
We shall find him in time. All things come in time.
I hope you're right.
Now I say we search this godforsaken place for clues or other useful items that he may have left in his haste.
Yes, that might be best, Sir Bo says as she approaches you. I've heard rumor, nothing concrete, that he may have taken prisoners.
Prisoners? We should liberate them.
And this is an outpost used for collecting money. He may still have funds secured here for Mordred. And I'd rather not let that traitor have any.
Understandable. Let's return to the others.
Let's do a quick sweep of the bedroom. Why not?
Okay. Before you guys can arrive there, I'm going to let Finry do something in the bedroom now. So I put you guys down on the ladder.
I'll start searching through his belongings.
All right, then.
Any drawers or anything he's got.
Finry, you join Rose over at the desk and give me investigation.
Which I suck at, by the way, but I still got 17. With a minus one, so I got 17 out of that. I'm proud.
You're looking at the desk and then you look at the stone flooring and you go, wait a second. You push the desk aside and oh look, a secret door.
Interesting. I would like to open this door. I'm not going to go in until the others join us, though.
There's a cramped crawl space that you can see, and yeah, that's all you see.
Well, I'm going to wait for the others to get down there with me.
Okay, and now is when you three can show up.
Okay.
Well, at least this explains how he escaped.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
So there's a mention of the taxes that they're collecting in prisoners, and there's still much of the tower to explore. Do you think that's his escape path there? Or do you think that's where he's, kept his ill-gotten gains?
Perhaps, but there will be time. I doubt we could catch him on foot, and if there were any gains here, he must have taken them with him.
Perhaps you're right, but we should still check around to be safe and sure. Yes, I'll catch up with him eventually.
The rest of his stuff, see if there's anything important.
Wise. Let's do that.
So what are you doing?
So Parnell wants to investigate his stuff here.
With Rose's help, it's pretty much what you see. You pretty much just found records. If you found anything, it would be mainly the crawl space thing Finry found.
Let us check the other room on the floor below.
Good idea.
Okay. Finry, what are you going to do?
I'll go with him. He'll follow.
Sir Bo is going to slowly examine the crawl space, but I'll put you guys downstairs now, and Rosa will follow you guys. Okay. One second, let me describe we were too busy with combat to describe what last time. In this room, the floor is dominated by barracks, and it's paired rows of five bunks. A chest of personal effects, devoid of any value, sits at the foot of every bunk. A door on the far side of the room leads. There's a door right here, and there's another door right there.
So Parnell will move up to that far door there and give it an open.
You enter a cramped kitchen with someone inside. You see a human man who's slaving away cooking. And apparently, as he's just stirring his stew, he does not notice you, and he has been completely unaware of battle this entire time.
Oh, no.
You there. What is your name?
Oh, wait. Hold on. I need to make him visible on the map. Okay, there we go. He turns and he looks at you and goes, "Ah, newcomers. Quick, come try my stew."
Parnell will look confusedly at everyone else.
Roll me insight.
And Finry just shakes her head like, no, we don't taste food from strangers.
Eight.
He's just, it does seem to be a cook.
I'm not sure I trust anything from this place.
Are you...
Gimstan and Finry, I'll let you guys roll inside too.
All right. Where'd I go?
Gimstan got a 4 and Finry got an 11. Yeah, okay, now you don't know what's going on with this man.
Yeah, not eating his food.
are you with the soldiers that work here?
Well, they hired me to cook.
Oh, so you were hired.
Hmm. And soldiers need to eat, and those poor people downstairs need to eat too, I imagine.
Oh, could you show us to the people downstairs?
They're in the basement behind bars. What more do you want to know? And as he turns, it goes over to some bread. I'll let you roll another insight again.
3.
Oh, no.
This is a very distracted and tired man.
Sir, I fear at this point you may be unemployed.
He's humming and he's putting together some sandwiches. And now, you guys hear clink, clink, clink. And down the spiral stairs comes Thibault Lenoir holding a treasure chest. She said, the crawl space we saw was where they kept the gold. It's been mostly cleared out, but for this, she says that she has the locked treasure chest.
Oh, excellent, excellent. We'll be returning this money to the people, yes?
We can try, though. Who knows how much is left of it in here, and I do not possess the skills of a rogue.
It might be possible just to try to smash the chest, but does Parnell think she able to do that?
Roll me investigation, I guess?
2. Oh. But really, like...
You
today.
Might destroy the money inside.
I don't trust myself to not damage whatever the contents may be.
Do any of you have thieves' tools?
Nope, don't think so.
I have a -1 sleight of hand, so yeah, no.
Okay, yeah then.
I have +2 sleight of hand, but no tools.
So what do you do?
Is there anyone at your camp that would be able to unlock this?
Potentially, so I guess that'll be something we can... handle when we return to base. How fair is your investigation so far?
There are prisoners in the basement.
And we found the cook.
Sir Bo frowned and looked towards the kitchen and she says, then let us check the basement, I suppose. And one sec while I drag you all downstairs again now.
We didn't find any.
All right, we got a couple other doors down here. Forgot.
No, Parnell wasn't paying too much attention at that point and everyone else was being illusioned, so.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's true.
So this is what the ground floor looks like.
You know what? I'll describe it for you. Let's see. Stone slab floor has a tighter circular rogue in the middle of the room. 4 sets of benches. 1 broken. They line the walls. There is a metal pipe descending from the ceilings. And there are doors.
I'll take this one.
One sec. Let me readjust the viewpoint. Okay. Now then. You're taking this one? Okay.
Yes.
Since we've demonstrated none of us can unlock things, it may behoove us to find a key before going to cells.
Yes. And they may be down there, too, but we should definitely look for them.
Boop. Okay. The uneven stairs lead underground into pure darkness, and there is a clattering of chains.
I think this might be the way to the cells.
Like, yeah, it sounds like it.
Check that other door real quick.
Who's waiting to do so?
Check the door.
You go beyond it, and... there it is, an armory. Weapons bent beyond repair sit in 3 crack crates. There are 4 armor stands along the walls, and only one of them wears a studded leather tunic. A decorative shield bearing the insignia of Mordred, an empty throne, hangs from a hook on the wall, and all the other weapon racks are empty.
Alright, I guess I may as well... I'm bad at it, but I may as well investigate to see if I'm missing anything useful. 13!
It is what it is.
Okay.
That throne's a little creepy.
This room is where they store their broken equipment, apparently. Now then, did anyone take any spells that light up stuff? I think this is the only character I've ever played that doesn't have dark vision.
I'm trying to remember what I have in my pack here.
Sir Bo shakes her head. Hold on, let me check to see if Rosa has. Nope, she does not. Oh, wait, hold on. Right.
Do I have a torch in this thing? Oh, I have torches in my explorer's pack, so I guess we've got that.
Yeah, and Rosa has druidcraft, so she can light it.
Cool. So, we have light.
Alright, torches.
And we descend into the dark, so who's going first?
I think the shield turtle should go first.
Parnell will happily go first. Just keep my friends safe.
Give me a second.
So, was there a passage out from through the structure in that crawl space, or did maybe he jumped off the roof? Huh.
Okay, you descend into the dark. What's the order? I know it's Parnell first. Who's after that?
I'll take second. Why not?
Yeah, Fenrir will go after.
1 second. Okay.
You can take up the rear completely if you want, just so that nobody can attack like Rosa from behind. If Rosa's coming with us, I'd prefer her be in front of me.
Okay, and Serbo is going to be in the way back, but we probably won't be able to see her. Okay, now then, let me unfog this map now, and let me readjust to the view remote so you can see it. Okay. Okay, there are 4 cramped cells along one wall, devoid of anything other than a wooden stool and bucket, each with the metal doors locked. And there are 2 humans inside. One of them is male. Well, they're actually both male, and they're both humans. And they are located in the cells. And as you enter, they are very skittish. They draw back from you. What do you do?
These poor things, they're so scared of us. We should help them get out. It's okay, we are here to have release you.
Greetings, friends. Yes, we are here to undo the harm that has been done to you.
Did you try and get the door open?
Well, I think first we're going to look for any keys, but Parnell's actually asked them, do you know where the keys might be?
Lear has them, they say.
Drat.
Oh, darn.
Fled.
Parnell, when you touch like the doors, a ringing noise brings out. Alarm check? I mean, arcana check.
Arcana. I rolled a 15.
It's an alarm spell, but it's pretty much just useless now, so it's harmless.
I will see what I can do to maybe pry open this cage for you.
Give me athletics, I guess?
Athletics. I'm actually pretty good at that, but I got a 6, so, you know.
Serbo is going to hand Fenrir the chest, and she's going to walk over and she's going to try it. 8. The doors rattle hidden. They rattle the door. Kenstan.
Would the two of you be willing to teleport out of those cages? I need your verbal consent.
They're gonna draw back again. Roll me insight.
Okay, insight. Where did I go? Why do I always lose insight? There it is.
The trick 8. Is one of these prisoners is always afraid. The other one's always fearful.
They're skeptical. They think you might be an illusion.
I wonder if he's been tricking them the whole time for deer.
I have nothing to do to prove this to you other than that we have seen the man who has been causing these illusions flee, and we were victim to them ourselves. If you trust me, I can get you out of here without having to go through the trouble of smashing these doors.
Roll me persuasion.
Right. 11.
They gingerly approach, and it looks like you got their agreement.
All right. I will channel divinity to teleport 2 friendly creatures to me.
Okay. Once you have them out of the cells, they will introduce themselves. One of them is called Hamfred Witherby, and the other is Fanzalo Torin. They're pretty much farmers. They tell you they've been in prison for months after attempting to start an uprising against Mordred down south and refusing to pay his taxations. At the very least, they've been well fed. They admit the cook has been using them to test new recipes, and they have all been proven to be incredibly delicious.
We did run into the cook upstairs. If you are on good terms, maybe the 3 of you can leave here together, and well, then your rebellion has a new cook that is going to help out, I guess.
Fenrir, you run a rebellion of sorts, do you not?
Fenrir's part of one.
It's part of one. I don't run it, no.
I imagine your eyes go to Serbo La Noir at that, since she's arguably the founder.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a point. Not me.
Politics are a thing that happens to other people in my world.
Yeah, not me.
Could you use 2 members and a chef?
We could always use help, though. And she looks upstairs to where she imagined the cooks to be. I am reluctant to trust one who has been in the betrayer's employ. But we all start somewhere. I suppose we can try and talk this out. Okay, so I want to do a smash cut if I may, of you guys going through the tower, looting the dead bodies. So one of you make a note of everything I'm about to say. Is one of you making a note?
I'll try my best.
I'll also try.
I've got my notes here.
Okay, on a scout, you found a short sword, a long bow, and one set of leather armor. And then on the bandits, you found a scimitar, a light crossbow, and a leather armor. And those you can multiply by 5, because that's how many of those you faced. So 5 scimitars, 5 light crossbows, and 5 sets of leather armor to add to what I already told you.
Excellent.
Okay, so... one second. One second. Okay. So we cut to outside. Sir Beau is walking away with the 2 commoners and the chef, and she's eyeing them, and they're talking to each other. Hold on one second. Sorry, gang. I know this is boring, but I'm trying to make this all work.
Boring? That's fine.
Rosa is following after them, and she's looking a little worried about something, and you 4 are, like, right here, like, right outside the bastion.
So, now, are we just going to leave this bastion as is? Because they could probably return here and use it again to enact their evil across the land.
You can tell Sir Lenoir is looking a little worried about that, too. And then, Bommel finally shows up, and with them is a human woman and what looks like a dog. And Sir Bo will go over to the others to inconvene. Rosa is toddling after the group as the other 3 also follow Sir Lenoir. And then there is a loud thumping noise from the ground behind you guys. And Finry, Amethyst, like, cuddles up next to you and is huddling against the front of your body from your legs from whatever it was that landed on the ground behind you.
Oh, dear.
Arnell shall look behind.
Yeah.
There's a dragon behind me, isn't there?
Yeah, there's an ancient gold dragon on the ground behind you.
Oh, no.
This creature looks at you with its ancient golden gaze. And then, in a low rumbling voice, he says, "So, you are the lights I saw rise up and touch down upon the land of Albion and brighten it. I have seen what you have done this day. I question, though, if you really can correct the mistakes of the past." You reply? Or are you just too struck dumb?
Henry is in shock that it's speaking to her.
There are many mistakes that have been made in the past, but it is always right to try to make them, you know, correct them to make the world better, and so I will give that try.
The land will always strike a balance. If we can push it towards the betterment of those around us, we should always try.
Yeah, like, everybody should just love each other and get along. I don't like the way everybody's been fighting. It's not fair and it's not fun.
Very well then. I shall continue to watch and see if you prove yourselves. And then the dragon takes off, and then you look and... And then you guys turn back to the others to see if they notice this, and you just see Rosa looking at you quizzically. Apparently they missed everything just now.
Oh my god.
That was unusual.
And then who should come waddling up the road on his cart but Cranston? And, alrighty. This is kind of where the session ends today, but I need to know something. What do you guys choose to do next? This is the end of the adventure, ill-shapen but not ill-prepared. There are 4 different routes in front of you. 1, Cranston Hunt will offer to take you onwards, wherever that means. He's going to be taking you guys north, so, you know, there's that. One sec, I'm going to upload the new map I gave for you. The new map I put up, hold on one sec, sorry guys.
So I guess, you know, thinking in a very sort of, you know, out of character sort of mode here, that Parnell is maybe vaguely aware that home and where she was kind of doing her investigations, things like that, is somewhere in the north, but she doesn't know how far to the north, generally. And so might be under the impression that, like, oh yeah, it's maybe just a day's travel away, or it could be 5 months, and she completely ignorant of this because she doesn't know geography that well.
One second. Okay, can you guys see this map I just put up on screen?
Yep.
Yes.
Hold on one second, let me check to make sure. Okay, it's up on view remote too. Alrighty. Cranston will be taking you guys north. From the Bastion of Tides. Parnell, your home is also to the north, so there is that. Gimstan, your home is even further north, though knowing what you know now, it'll be very, very tricky if you want to get back there. So there's that option. And then there's the next option. Sir Bo is willing to take you all back to base with you, and Finry, you certainly have reason to follow her. But Rosa also wants to take you all to Carmotherin, to her friends. And then the fourth and final option. The world is open. When I put out this campaign, I said it would be a hex crawl. I still stand by those words, and I'll be on hexed out. So if you want to go a completely different direction, by all means, just tell me. So I need to know where you guys want to go next.
Well, I think Fenry will want to stay with the group. She will discuss this with, just forgot her name.
Serbo.
Serbo, well, yeah. And make sure that it's okay with her. She will check with her blessing and go wherever the rest of the party would like to go. She would like to continue to help fight the good fight at their side.
Well, the task that I had been set on, before I arrived at Stonehenge, is very much a task that I suspect may have been a false lead, potentially, but I was hopeful for it. But I do not know where to pick up the trail of that from where we are right now. I am... I don't know how far home is, but I will look for signs that might point me in the way. But in the meantime, I am perfectly happy to fulfill our destiny, whatever the world has brought for us in the here and now along the way, as I try to find, pick up the trails, as it were, once again. And so, I guess, if, Rosa, you have, you've been with us since we arrived, I would trust your instincts as far as, how we should proceed forward here. Thoughts, everyone?
Get there.
I'm conflicted because I am ticked off at this bard, and I like the idea of the rebellion tracking this dude down and being the opposite force, but Rosa's the one who seems to know what's going on.
Rosa, do you actually know what's going on?
No, but I wish to find out. That's why I wanted to take you all to with me to Marthrin. She takes in a deep breath, and then she says, one second. I need to double check this to make sure I don't love what I'm about to say. Okay. She says...
Rosa's taking us off to get us married off to various lords and ladies? What?
This is the curse of Strahd, Parno. She says, I am Rosa, and I am a novice of the Order of the Merlinites. Their school is located in Carmotherin, and I was hoping our leader can provide insight to the vision you and I have shared, even if it was in different reflections.
Fendry, would your superior there, would they be acceptable, open to letting you pursue this vision?
Let me ask her, because I think I would like to definitely pursue that.
You talk to Sir Bo, and she seems amenable to the idea of giving some magical aid, though she also looks a little reluctant because, after all, Merlin was helping Arthur, and look how well that turned out. So rolling persuasion. With advantage, though, because of what you've done this day. Maybe a click the advantage thing for you, Fenry? Here, I've got it. Oh, wow, natural 20. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah,
thanks.
What I roll.
Nicely done, Fenry. Okay. After a moment, Sir Bo will nod and she says, if what you say is true, and you really were transported by magic, something is going on, and I've long since felt that Albion is crying out for aid or salvation. I once thought it meant maybe it was crying out for the true ruler, but, well, maybe it means something else. There is merit to going to Carmotherin. Truth be told, we are in need of funds, and it is something of a merchant city. So I shall take Bomo and the others and our new potential recruits, and she raises a bit of an eyebrow at the other three commoners, and she's like, to see if I should take them back to Tintern and report it and tell them what has happened. I imagine you've had no contact with your superiors since your abduction, and she gives you a bit of a look, Finry.
No, I have not talked to anybody at all. Like, I didn't even know how I got here.
So, I shall tell them this, and then I shall join you in Cormorthrin, and we shall go from there.
Wonderful. I look forward to seeing you there.
And
very well. That's... We shall all go with Rosa and learn about the followers of Martin.
Merlin. Okay. And with your path clear, that's kind of where we're going to end choices today.
Many Stories, Many Games is a tabletop variety show. You can find us on Twitter at ManyStorgaPod. The music and sound effects come from Monument Studios and were paid for personal usage. This podcast is powered by Podcasters by Spotify. Choices is a D&D 5e campaign using the Cities of Myth Fallen Camelot setting created by Realm Warp Media. Thanks for listening.